Oh my goodness, Roger. Why do you have that big smile on your face?
Oh, well, Paul, the dark horses of the tournament of the Cricket World Cup, the T20 World Cup, have revealed themselves.
No, you said West Indian cricket is dead.
I did say West Indian cricket is dead.
What did you mean?
Slain by the dark horses of the World Cup that nobody saw coming, but had been brewing for a while. I'm trying to come up with a... How do you describe a victory that comprehensive by a team? Let's go back 10 years.
Before 10 years, let's just go back and state the facts.
Okay, the facts.
In the cricket T20 World Cup. 20 overs.
20 overs aside, West Indies,
who have previously won the contest twice, I think,
a powerhouse of cricket, have been beaten by an up-and-coming team who've been boiling away for a time. Ireland have beaten the West Indies. Now, not just beaten, I have to put this into context. They haven't just scraped over the line. They haven't just, with great fortune, undone one of the big teams in the tournament. Fluked it. They absolutely destroyed, hammered, smashed, thrashed, whatever you want to say, the West Indies.
I thought the West Indies were the people who smash every ball out of the park, and don't they have a guy called Braithwaite who hits six sixes or something like that?
I don't know. Is he still playing?
England.
I know he's a fabulous commentator, Carlos Braithwaite.
The West Indies not smash Ireland out of the park?
Well, if you'd looked at that game beforehand, you'd have thought, well, Ireland are, you know, they're no mugs anymore. Certainly not in the short form game. But the wounded West Indies, you would have expected to win, but no.
Having been beaten magnificently by Scotland.
But yes, exactly. Having been beaten by Scotland. Now, Scotland, by the way, you'd place in the category of minnows. And how, by the grace of God, do they actually play cricket there? Because they're not a team you would normally...
Yes, rain-stopped play would be the usual thing in Scotland, surely.
Well, I think you get match reports in
Scotland.
Are
there any dry days in Scotland?
There was a shock in Scottish cricket today. Somebody managed to complete an entire over without being stopped by rain. Anyway, Scotland, completely different kettle of fish. Scotland beating the West Indies is a shock beyond shocks.
But then Ireland went and beat Scotland. So weren't Ireland favourites then to beat the West Indies? If Scotland beat the West Indies, can't Ireland do it?
I go off the wounded animal, the wounded lion theory, that the defeat to Scotland would have been a wake-up call for the West Indies, that they would have said, look, we are a talented side. We are a side of very, very good cricketers, certainly in the short-form game. We had a blip, bit of pride, we're not going to let this happen again. Now, they are unfortunate because Ireland, it can't be possible that people underestimate Ireland in the cricket world anymore in the short form game.
I do. I didn't think Ireland would come out of that group and end up in the top 12, isn't it the top 12 it's countries top, in the world in the next round?
In the next round, it's, yes.
Well,
12 countries go through to the next round. And Ireland is absolutely one of them now.
Alongside England, Australia, New Zealand, Pakistan, India, Sri Lanka, South Africa. I'm going to forget one in a minute. Who else?
Then you've got the countries like...
Bangladesh?
Bangladesh aren't...
Afghanistan
can trip people up on their day, that is for sure.
Well, they're full of wonderful spinners.
So, and who else have we got? We've got Zimbabwe. I don't know if they're through, by the way. Now, and then you've got countries like the Netherlands.
Hold on, Zimbabwe murdered Ireland in the first match.
Did they?
Yes.
Oh, right. So they could well be going...
Ireland won two games. Now, I don't know, is it just one team that gets through?
No. Ireland are definitely through.
Ireland are definitely through.
Yeah. So regardless of how many teams go through, Ireland is one of them.
And where is this contest on?
This is in New Zealand and Australia, I think, isn't it? Yeah.
Right. So Ireland went to Australia and beat the West Indies.
Beat the West Indies.
Wow.
This is. But it's the comprehensive nature. Having, I mean, let's face it, they did it having lost only 1 out of 10 wickets. And having only, and this is in the short form of a game, where every single ball bowled is vital, they only needed 17 of their 20 overs. So they did it with overs to spare, with balls to spare, with time to spare. With
I read that the Irish bowlers tied the West Indian batsmen up in knots, and that there was an Irish spin bowler who managed to, in his 4 overs, which is at least 24 balls, which, given the West Indies' ability with the bat, sometimes is 24 multiplied by 6, is about 100 runs on offer to the West Indies, and the West Indies scored about 20 or something.
It's an astonishing result. It's one of those results, certainly off the back of with the West Indies' poor performance against Scotland, that brings both cheer and actually a little bit of fearfulness as well, because the cheer comes from, here we have a country, cricket in Ireland is on the up, there's no doubt about it.
Despite the rain.
Despite the rain, obviously we don't get as much as they do in Scotland, actually at the moment, I think we're getting all the rain. But the thing is, so we have Ireland who've been up and coming for a while, certainly in the short game. The short form game has not been a surprise. But you and I both went 3 years ago to a test match in England against England, Ireland-England.
In Lords.
At Lords, the home of cricket, where on the day we turned up, the game was not actually even in the balance. You would have said, well, Ireland are favourites here. They had raced through the England. But now, just so people who are listening who don't know anything about cricket, Test match cricket is the most difficult format of the game. The most rich, the most complex, etc., etc. It's considered the pinnacle of the game. And for Ireland to have England on the ropes at the home of cricket was something else. It was an amazing day's cricket that we watched. It really swung to and fro. It was fabulous.
Well, look, we have already made an episode, a podcast episode, yeah, from Lord's Cricket Ground on that day.
We have.
And it ended with a massive thunderstorm and lightning and rain stopped play.
Well,
and
rain did
everything
stop play,
like
my
that.
God.
But
just to complete my thought,
yes.
So that's the celebratory side of what's happened. The side that makes me a little bit sad is, are we seeing the continued demise of one of the great teams, the great sides of the sport? Cricket doesn't have a massive, not like football. Everybody plays football, every country in the world plays football. Cricket isn't played in every country in the world. So to lose one of the great sides, I mean, this is honestly like seeing Argentina or Brazil or Germany in massive decline, almost that you feel terminal decline in the football.
But I'm looking around this cafe to see if there are any West Indian supporters. They haven't come out yet, but there are no West Indian supporters in this cafe, Roger. So, I mean, you're empathising with what it's like to be in the Caribbean today. And, of course, you're probably asleep. You probably assumed if you were in Jamaica or Barbados or Antigua or any of the other wonderful places where they play cricket, you probably assumed that your side would roll Ireland over and that it was a foregone conclusion, so you didn't stay up to watch the match.
I think you would have gone to bed with a niggling feeling, a worry, a concern. This is all very too European and UK focused maybe, but it's like at the moment, if you're a Premier League top football team going to Leeds, you would expect to win at the moment, but actually it's not a gimme. And I think that's the thing with Ireland at the moment. A top team, even Australia, will look at Ireland and they'll go, well, we expect to win, however...
Did you see the local papers in Jamaica after Scotland beat West Indies? Did you read all what they said in the local papers?
Do you know my news agent was sold out?
So really?
I think the Scottish contingent here in Ireland must have flooded into the news agent and bought every single copy. Now hanging, by the way, framed on their walls at home.
I tell you what, there was such anger. Oh, no question about it. There was huge anger towards the coach and the coaching team. They have let the West Indies down. I expect there to be, but there's no way you can keep, I hope, West Indian cricket down for long. I mean, I know that Wes Hall is only just retired and some of those other people.
Can we bring back Curtly Ambrose? Maybe we
bring
can
back
maybe
Gary Sobers, Courtney Ambrose. Bring back the four fastest bowlers that had ever walked the earth.
Please, Viv Richards, come out of retirement.
Bring back Walcott.
Oh my goodness.
Now, Walcott's even before your time.
Oh, well, exactly.
Walcott, weeks.
Oh, you have to put me before my time.
I'm going right back into before my time. They were, I think, in the 1950s, Walcott and Weeks. Anyway, there we are. I think commiserations. We could, in a spirit of empathy as a small country out in the Atlantic Ocean, just like the West Indies is out in the Atlantic Ocean, surrounded by salt water, you know, we won't cry crocodile tears. So she mixing as many metaphors as possible. But the key thing is that we understand what it's like to be unexpectedly beaten by another side.
Well, we also both, just from our club football allegiances, understand what it's like to go from greatness to mediocrity and to suffer the ignominy, that's the word,
yes,
of a period in the wilderness and in the doldrums.
Look, it's just not fair. You are obviously referring to my team, Tottenham Hotspur, who had the ignominy of being beaten by Manchester United.
We were beaten by Manchester United, Paul, this season.
Arsenal were beaten by Manchester United.
In a game, by the way, we dominated and shouldn't have lost, but anyway, it doesn't matter. We also were beaten by them.
We clearly have to stop. We're here to just talk about cricket.
Yes.
What's your last ball going to be? Is it going to be a googly, or is it going to be a long hop, or is it going to be one of those balls that gets under the bat?
It's probably going to be a no ball, Paul.
You have to call another ball then.
As always, with World Cups and big tournaments, sporting tournaments that happen far away, the time difference, so far away that the time difference becomes an issue. A lot of this is passing me by, and I'm experiencing the World Cup when I wake up in the morning and I check the fact what's going on. I'm very disconnected from the World Cup because it's all happening while I'm asleep.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to get on to a friend of mine in Australia, in fact in New Zealand, in Wellington, and I'm going to ask him to turn on his TV for the matches and turn his Zoom lens onto the TV and broadcast the cricket matches to me. And since I think we're 13 hours difference, is it, between Ireland and
New Zealand
and Wellington?
I don't know, it could well be.
Or 11, it's either 11 or 13. And I should be able to watch it at a reasonable time, at least the end of the match. So there we are. Look, we better stop, Roger. It's a tough day. If any West Indian supporters come in to Cafe Beba, I think we should buy them a cup of tea as a peace offering. What do you think?
Well, we haven't done anything.
What? We have what?
It's a peace offering.
Right. God.